You're listening to 89.1 KMUW. Two seats are up for election on the Sedgwick County Commission this year, and both incumbents face primary challenges. In the 2nd District, Commissioner Michael O'Donnell has two Republican opponents. KMUW's Deborah Schar has more on the race.
Michael O'Donnell is banking on his political experience and first-term accomplishments to win re-election. He says he wants to continue working to make Sedgwick County more responsive and more efficient.
Particularly this year with so much upheaval and so many problems in the community, I feel like having that consistent leadership is important.
O'Donnell's career includes successful elections for the Wichita City Council and Kansas State Senate. In 2016, he wanted to return to local government and made a run for the County Commission's 2nd District. He campaigned on the idea that he would bring a fresh perspective to a district that was represented by a 4-term commissioner. The message resonated with voters, and O'Donnell won the race, replacing the lone Democrat on the 5-member county board.
I learned so much more about what Sedgwick County government does, how we can have a positive or a negative impact on every single person inside of Sedgwick County. I've also learned ways to find common ground.
Two Republican women are challenging O'Donnell in the August primary with the same message, that the district could benefit from a change in leadership. Cindy Miles is the CEO of the nonprofit Chamber of Service. She has decades of civic experience from serving on numerous local advisory boards and committees.
I've been doing a lot of work out in the community. I've been seeing how I can make a small impact, and I want to be able to make even a bigger impact in the things that our county faces.
Kathleen Garrison is a business owner and also works for the U.S. Department of Justice as a data analyst. She's finishing up a master's degree in diplomacy and international affairs and decided a run for elected office couldn't wait.
The climate of the local politics is disturbing to me. I want to bring back more accountability and openness to what goes on and keep people informed.
All three candidates say the COVID-19 pandemic shifted priorities for the 2nd District and Sedgwick County. They know managing the health crisis comes first. They also say the local economy remains a top concern. O'Donnell wants the county to keep taxes flat to support struggling businesses.
We have to look long term that there is going to be a very negative effect to the economy because of the COVID-19.
Miles says it's a challenging time for the county to navigate the economic recovery.
So if we are not very alert, if we're not very reactive and try to figure out how do we address these issues, our economy could take even a bigger blow than what it already has taken.
Garrison says the county should focus on keeping businesses strong while also supporting public services.
I want to make sure all of our emergency services are covered. I feel like that's our duty. We have a moral obligation to make sure people, you know, can get access to those services when they need them.
O'Donnell endured turmoil during his first term, including a federal trial on charges related to his political campaign and an FBI investigation into county leadership. Garrison says O'Donnell's conduct was another reason why she entered the race.
I'm just very uncomfortable with his seeming willingness to do things that are less than ethical.
Miles says she can't support O'Donnell to lead the district.
I think O'Donnell has proven over and over again that he's willing to cross that ethical line, and I expect more from the people that are elected to office.
It has not been exceptionally calm, but at the end of the day, I believe I was acquitted. I believe that the public was able to see that there is politics that enter prosecution a lot of times.
COVID-19 social distancing restrictions canceled some traditional campaign activities like parades and public meetings. So the candidates are using social media and virtual town halls to get their name and message out.
I've had a lot of people reach out to me and say, I want to know more, because they are more engaged. They're paying attention because there's so much going on right now.
I'm just consistently looking at, you know, how do I be more creative in my campaigning? I've never campaigned before, so I don't really have anything to compare it to.
The winner of the 2nd District race will take on Democrat Sarah Lopez in November. For KMUW News, I'm Deborah Schar.